Speaker, before I let you get on out of here, I'd be remiss in neglecting to not ask you this question. You haven't sworn in Arizona representative-elect Adelita Grijalva yet. Why do you have to follow the Pelosi president? Because I heard you allude to that. A lot of people think that you guys, particularly you by name, are stalling when it comes to this. What do you have to say to that?
We're not stalling. I mean, that precedent is not just hers, it's previous speakers as well. What happens here is that when somebody's elected in a special election, that's what she was, she fulfilled the seat of her late father, which is a great honor to her. You wait until you're back in regular session to do it. I cite Pelosi because she did it a number of times. Like, for example, when they had special elections filled during an August recess for Congress, she would logically wait until the next month when everybody came back to get into session to do it. I'm anxious to administer the oath to her, and we will. But we got to get the lights turned back on here first and get Congress open and operating for the people so that we can get all this done. We got a lot ahead of us. There's no other objective here. I'm just trying to follow the regular order. By the way, she can serve her constituents in every capacity right now. She's got a full staff. She's got offices and computers and phones, and she can be doing what everybody else is doing right now as the rep-elect until we just go through the formality of administering the oath.
But what she can't do is go on the Hill and vote as a member of the Democratic Party to have the Epstein files open, which is what people bring up as a reason as to why she hasn't been sworn in yet. To that, you say what?
Yeah, it's another red herring, total distraction. It's a moot point now. Look, the House Oversight is doing a full in-depth investigation, and they're delving through the Epstein files and releasing them. I mean, people have lost track of this, but there's 43,000 pages of that stuff out in the public on the website right now. Two Fridays ago, a little over a week ago, they released the latest Epstein estate files, which is his personal logs, his calendars, his flight records, flight logs, his financial records, and all the rest. We've got subpoenas that are being supplied, answered right now. And the more the information comes in, the more it's released. The only thing that's being redacted right now is the names of young women, the victims who went through these horrific crimes as a result of these sex trafficking operations. And we have to protect them. But that's the only thing that's being withheld. So it's all out there. And more is coming. And I can tell you, the House Oversight Committee is filled with some of the biggest guard dogs in Congress on the Democrat and Republican side. And they've got their teeth sunk into this thing deep. So it's already happening right now. I mean, that's just a non-issue.